thing that was hooked onto the ditch.
Yeah, that wooden thing on the wet front in the front of the wagon.
Sure, it's been so long since I've heard that.
What, maybe Singletree?
Singletree, yeah.
Okay. If you had two of them, what would you call them?
A double tree.
Okay. What about, what do you call the iron part of a wheel?
Not the spokes of those.
Yeah, those are the long
wooden things. The axle.
No, the outside.
You mean that steel ring going around the rim?
Okay. Okay, now right inside the iron rim, you would have a kind of a wooden, well, part would be part of the rim too, I guess.
Is that what we're talking about, the axle?
No, the axle, isn't that at the very middle?
Yes.
You know, like the hub.
The hub where they went into the axle was this middle thing.
Yeah.
And then the hub was around.
Right around that. Right. Okay, now this is the part around, right inside the rim. There's a
spokes.
No, there's a metal rim, and inside that is a piece of wood that the spokes are attached to.
You mean that wooden ring?
Uh-huh. What would you call that? You have a word for it, if you don't have a word for it. Well, what will you, if you were transporting wood, you'd say you're doing what?
You mean from one field to another, logging?
Well, I wasn't thinking of that. Just any time you're moving wood.
You mean when you're carrying wood from one pile to another?
Okay. Or from one place to another, wherever.
Anyway, you would be either. You'd just be carrying it.
Okay. Would you ever say hauling?
Yes, ma'am.
Hauling
firewood.
Okay.
That's when they brought it in the wagons.
Yeah.
Out of the woods.
Yeah, okay. And what about that thing you use for turning the saw?
The shovel?
No, I mean, you know, when you're getting ready to plant, you have to...
This?
You have to do what first?
Well, you break it.
With a what?
With a plow.
And then you have to break it up still more with what?
With a disc.
Okay, or what else might you call it?
A shovel? No.
Well, a disc what?
Disc hammer.
That's what I want. What do you call the thing that you use to put wood on when you're sawing?
The braces.
Okay, if it's like this, if it's X-frame,
X-frame.
But if it's an A-frame thing, like you see carpenters using today.
You mean those horses?
Okay. And what about, let's see, you comb your hair with a comb and you what?
Brush it.
With a?
Brush.
Okay. And in a shotgun you fire shells, but in a rifle you fire what?
Cartridges.
That's what I want. And, that homemade toy where on a, you might put a long board on a sawhorse to make it, on a horse. And you ride up and down on it.
Seesaw?
Yeah. And then on a seesaw, children are said to be doing what?
Bouncing.
Okay. Sitting there at that.
Seesawing and bouncing.
Uh-huh. Which did you mostly say? Bouncing.
Because that's really what you did, bounce.
Mm-hmm. Then, did you have any other homemade toys like that?
Well, we had our swings.
Okay. Any more?
And we had our sliding boards.
Yeah. Did you ever have a thing like
that? Merry-go-round like?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. No.
Did people around here make those?
Not when I was a child.
What about near a coal stove, would you have a, what would you call a small container for coal?
A coal stove?